Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Family Ties, written by Rowena Summers and read by Anna Cordell. Morwen Killigrew gazed out of the long drawing room windows as the children's chatter died away. The governess took little Charlotte to the nursery, and the others were taken off to school in the carriage after bidding their mother a noisy goodbye. Through the open windows, Morwen breathed in the fragrance of rose petals as a soft breeze tossed a scattering of them on the dew-drenched lawns, as if to herald the end of summer. Another season gone, another one beginning. And into Morwen's mind came the thought that soon they would start loading the clay blocks from the works on the moors onto the sturdy trucks of what everyone called Ben Killigrew's railway. Just for a second, no more, Morwen felt an enticing tug of nostalgia. To be up there on the moors, dancing in the wild wind, glorying in the scents of heather and yarrow. To be part of it all amid the twice-yearly rituals of moving the clay from pit to port that she had once known so well. To cheer the loads away with the pit captains and the clay workers, the Kidley boys and the fresh-faced Val maidens, as she herself had once been. There were some clay folk who still maintained stoutly that despite the good that the railway had done to St. Austell town, there was nothing to compare with the sight of the old clay wagons, piled perilously high with blocks, careering through the steep, narrow streets of the town, a danger and an excitement to all in their path, as the iron wheels struck sparks off the cobblestones. It was easy to speak of it fondly in retrospect, when all such danger was past. Ben's rail tracks were well established now, their route safely redirected since the disaster 10 years ago that had caused one death, and the subsidence from old rogue tin workings on the moors had questioned the very future of Killigrew clay. But undoubtedly the railway had made the clay works and its ever-growing white mounds of waste more acceptable to those who once bitterly resented the constant flurries of clay dust that used to hang like a pall over town and people alike, drying the mouth and dulling the hair and clothes. "Folks should be grateful for it," Morwen's father, Hal Tremaine, used to chuckle. "They're getting a free supply of medicine by swallowing the clay dust. 'Twill stop their belly aches and freshen their breaths, if not their tongues." Morwen smiled now, remembering the flashing blue eyes of her father, inherited by all his family. But Hal's eyes were not quite so lustrous now, she thought, with a stab of anxiety. Nor was Hal's voice as hearty as when he'd roared for the clay workers to rally to the side of the new young owner, Ben Killigrew, when times were bad.